Welcome to Destinations from Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Thanks for connecting with us for our series of episodes that will take us to Louisville and the Mid-America Trucking Show. We'll be revisiting the coverage and interviews shared by Dave Nemo Weekends while the Radio Nemo team was in Louisville, March 21st through March 23rd. Dave Nemo Weekends can be heard on Saturdays and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Now let's hand it off to the Radio Nemo team featuring Dave Nemo, Lindsay Lawler, and Jimmy Mack.
We are here at Mid-America 2024 at the Louisville Convention Center, and you can hear some music in the background here. There's been music here, there's been fun, there's been food, there's been camaraderie, there's been a lot of old friends getting to see one another again,
spinning the wheel
here at the St. Christopher booth. There's all kinds of stuff going on. One of the things, though, that has been going on here every year for 10 years is the awards luncheon for the Citizen Driver Program with TA Petro. And we are really honored to have Tim Taylor with us, who is one of this year's inductees. Tim, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. An inductee into the 2024 class, the 10-year class. And I remember David has been a judge for many years now, and I was honored to get to be a part of it this year.
And now she knows how hard it is.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. There's a real thing behind it. I thought, oh, I'll just read over it and I'll know. And I'm like you said, you used to spread everything out and really get behind it.
Spread everything out on the floor.
On the floor and like really dig down. And someone said to me, be honest, how much did you and Dave talk about this? I said, no, we never talked after, but you definitely stood out, obviously.
Thank you.
You are a winner. Drive for FedEx Freight.
Right.
When you heard, you'd be honored, and then there's obviously a process to it. I'm nominated. I've made it from 140, whatever, down to 9, down to 3, really 2, quite frankly. In general, now that you've made it this far, and the truck stop, which your truck stop is, where will it be?
Jackson, Georgia, exit 201, I-75.
Okay, so when the ceremony comes, you can sort of look forward and put yourself at the ceremony that day.
Right.
What is it that you're most excited about for that actual afternoon? I know you don't know what to expect.
Right. So the thing that I'm most excited about is I will have friends and family there and co-workers there to be there to share with me and what's going on. And it's such a great honor to be a citizen driver honoree. And I just want them to share in the experience that I have. I didn't expect this. When I found out about it, I was like, really? Me? I mean, I'm just being me every day. And it's just what I do.
Turns out being you works really well. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
You mentioned Jackson, Georgia, and we have a big connection with Jackson, Georgia, because that's the home base for Truck Stop Ministries and Chaplain Joe Hunter, the late Chaplain Joe. We had a wedding on the old road gang one night in one of the chapels. He officiated at that wedding.
Wow.
And we had a song that was written especially for the wedding and everything. So kind of have a history there at Jackson. That's a great location.
It's a great location. It's actually a real busy location. And I'm up and down I-75 every day, so I get to see it while I go by. So that's going to be another good thing to pull in there and go in and see my historical marker there. It's just kind of surreal right now. It's exciting. It really is exciting.
I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of awards and programs. It's the Grammys of trucking. To have your second home named after you and everybody coming, I don't know how much better it could get than that award, right?
Right, right. I don't know. It's great. I'm just so excited about it. Like I said earlier, just me being me, and that's all I know how to do is do what I know to do. You speaking of Jackson, Georgia, and that truck stop there, I do remember the trailer that they had set up there back years ago, and I would go by there and I would see that trailer that they had sitting there.
It's a chapel inside the trailer with the real pews and everything.
Right,
it's really cool.
I do remember that,
When I got into trucking radio back in 1972, 99.99999% of drivers on the road had a family tradition of trucking. Most dads, sometimes the moms, maybe the grandfathers or uncles or brothers, but there was a family strain in trucking. So let's talk about your own trucking history. Let's get a day-by-day account from your first day of trucking and bring us up to where we are right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm a first-generation trucker. I always say I've always had a steering wheel in my hand ever since I was 11 years old working on the farm. I was on a tractor. This day I drive a tractor of a different nature.
Yes.
But I was on a tractor and I've always had a steering wheel in my hand. I've always wanted to be on the go. I never really have imagined or envisioned myself being in a cubicle somewhere. But I absolutely do have the best office view, you could say, in the world because it's an ever-changing scene. And I don't know, I just love the freedom of being out there on the highway. I don't want to say being the captain of my own ship, but being in control of what I do every day because when I leave my my customer center at FedEx there. I'm on my own. I'm going up the highway and I'm sharing the road with other motorists. And my big motto is I'm sharing it with others and making sure everybody around me is safe. And that's one of my goals, is to be safe every day out on the highways.
I'm curious, do you have by chance a picture of you on the tractor at 11 years old? Because I'm just thinking a picture, a t-shirt with you, picture then now, that just says from tractor to tractor.
From tractor to tractor. That would be a great t-shirt.
From tractor to tractor.
Yeah. If you could find that picture for me, that would be great.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any pictures out there of me on the tractor then, but that would be a great picture for sure.
But in all honesty, you being a first-generation trucker, say you're always behind the wheel and being able to shift. I mean, you're changing the trajectory of generations around. I don't know if you have children or not.
I do.
You do.
Yeah.
So whether they get into trucking or not, just the shift in kind of what they see generationally, what do you think this means to your kids?
With my kids, my daughter's here with me at Matt's today, and it was just such a great honor for her to come with me. She's a school teacher. So
wonderful.
I've had the opportunity through the trucking industry. It's been so good to me that I've had the opportunity to help put her through college and my son through college through the trucking industry. It's just been a great industry, and we're changing the generation just by what we do in the trucking industry every day. My son's a nurse practitioner, so he's out there helping other people also. It's just been a great thing for me.
I was telling Steve and Gina a little bit earlier that I'd like to maybe pick out one word from something that someone says and kind of circle back to that. You didn't really say the word, but you basically encapsulated the word responsibility in terms of your duties on the road concerning the other drivers and all of that. And I don't know that anybody really has put out an ad for truck drivers. Must be responsible, because you're responsible for the safety and the lives of so many people on the road. And everybody listening knows that, but it's not always first in mind. But the other responsibility is you're representing your company.
Absolutely.
You're also representing the freight. Everybody that has something to do with that load. Does that come to mind sometimes? You just kind of take it as it is.
No, it does. It comes to mind that I am responsible for those around me, and I am the image of the trucking industry.
Mm-hmm.
What the people out on the highway see is me. So my actions dictate how they perceive the trucking industry. And I have a motto that I go by, and it's free. Anybody can use it if they want to. I'm looking out for those who aren't looking out for themselves.
Ah.
There's a lot of people out there driving on the highways this day and time that's not looking out for themselves. So as well as myself, I'm looking out for those.
That definitely encapsulates the word responsibility.
Right.
Taking on your own and others. So
David Owen at NASTC, National Association of Small Trucking Companies, has a convention every year, and they have a million mile luncheon for some drivers. It's a small group. He always asks the question, how many lives do you think you've saved out there on the road just doing what you do responsibly? And when you think about it, that's exactly what's going on.
Right.
I'm not trying to scare you.
No, do you feel
the weight?
I've been doing this so long that I'm so comfortable with it. Things don't surprise me anymore on the highway. When you expect things to happen, you can take it better. And I hate to say it, I expect that car to cut me off, so I'm watching out for that. I drive around Atlanta every day on the route. I'm up there every day, and it changes in a second, the traffic pattern. And also, I'm always got my head on a swivel.
Expect the unexpected and you'll never be disappointed.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I just want to say real quick, because it is like you've just won the pageant and you have the whole year ahead now to be sort of the representative and then to come. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Clearly, couldn't be a better representative for your company. I know they're excited.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations. And we'll see you out on the road. We'll see you at the ceremony in Georgia. And thanks for making time for us.
All right. And y'all remember, look out for those who aren't looking out for themselves, right?
Indeed.
You can all have that motto.
That's free. Everybody can use it.
Tim Taylor, not the tool man, but the truck driver.
Tim Taylor, FedEx Freight. Steve and Gina Jones, Werner Enterprises. This year's small class, over 140 people, and it boiled down to three people this year. And that's
amazing.
How serious this program really is.
Thanks for taking a ride with us on this episode of Destinations from Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Our series revisiting the Mid-America Trucking Show from Louisville will feature more than 30 segments with interviews and features from the Dave Nemo Show and Dave Nemo Weekends. We invite you to check back with us on podwheels.com for more episodes of Destinations. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. To subscribe to this podcast, just search Destinations from Podwheels wherever you get your podcasts.